Chapter 5, A Trick for a Trick. Huang Gai sent a letter to Cao Cao. In the letter, he gave two reasons for his leaving Zhou Wing. First, Cao Cao's troops were stronger in number. Second, Zhou Wing insulted him in front of others. By the time the letter came, the report from Cai Mao's brothers had also arrived. Cao Cao believed Huang Gai's letter. He told Huang Gai to come over when he had the chance. Cao Cao also wanted to know the enemy's movements. Jiang Gan was now helping Cao Cao. He said he would go again to pay a visit to Zhou Yi. On the day Jiang Gan arrived, Zhou Yi sent for Pang Tong to talk about plans. Pang Tong said,
"The best idea is to attack Cao Cao with fire."
Zhou Yi had already agreed with Zhu Zheliang to attack with fire, so he was pleased with this idea.
"The problem," Pang Tong went on, "is how to burn all of the ships. If one ship is on fire, the other ships will get away from it. Before the attack, the ships have to be put together. Then they will have to stay together."
Zhou Yi told Pang Tong to find a way to do this. Then Zhou Yi said,
"Later, I want you to find Jiang Gan. I will meet him first and insult him. Get him to take you back to Cao Cao. There, you can find a way to do something to his ships."
Then, Zhou Yi went to meet Jiang Gan, but Zhou Yi did not welcome him. Jiang Gan was not happy. Before leaving Zhou Yi's camp, Jiang Gan ran into Pang Tong. He asked Pang Tong to come and help Cao Cao. The plan worked. Pang Tong met Cao Cao. He told Cao Cao,
"Your men look very strong."
Then he said,
"But I see a problem. Your troops will be sick on the ships. They are not at home on moving boats."
Pang Tong went on,
"I have an idea. Tie all the ships together with chains. Then you can put pieces of wood across them. Your men will feel like they are on dry land. Chain the ships well, and your men can even ride their horses on the ships."
Cao Cao thought it was a good idea. He ordered his men to carry out the plan.